Hello and welcome to the Rapids Report on WFHR, proudly sponsored by Crockett Septic. Today is Friday, October 24th, 2025. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, filling in for James J. Maloff. Today, I'll be speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Public School Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, and you have with you Nikki Caltoe from Nikki Caltoe, principal at Grant Elementary. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be able to sit down with both of you. Ron, let's start with an update on how things are going. I know the parent-teacher conferences just happened at Rams and Lincoln High School, and the first term's wrapped up. So how's the school year going?
School year's going great. So far, it's been awesome. A lot of school spirit exhibited throughout our community. You mentioned Lincoln and Rams, so they're just finishing their mid-progress report of first term. And the nice thing about trimesters is they'll wrap up really first term right around Thanksgiving, and kind of parallels the seasons a little bit in the sports season. So, but overall, the school year has been great. Been in a lot of elementary classrooms reading and being visible in those areas. Learned a lot yesterday with kindergartners, and four had only ever seen a coconut before in their life and 10 did not. So they learned about coconut milk and the feelings of the coconut and what it looked like and the senses. So just exciting to see all the learning occurring within our classrooms within the district.
And I just have to ask, because you and I are of a similar age, did you show them how to make a horse sound with the coconut?
I did not show them how to make the horse sound.
Oh man, you missed an opportunity there.
I did. And I tried to break it up with my head. That did not work. So that was good.
Well, you showed them what not to do.
Yeah,
at least.
Exactly.
That is good. And now this is your second year as the superintendent here. How are you enjoying that transitioning from being the high school principal?
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. When you're in education for 30 years now, as I have been, mostly all at the secondary level, it's been a treat to work and be with students in all our different buildings and just see the excitement and the vibrance within all our school communities.
Yeah, and to see that excitement of the light going on and kids who are just delighted to get to school every day.
Yeah, exactly. And just like yesterday when I was in the kindergarten classroom when they were learning about the coconut, you know, just to see that excitement of like, oh my gosh, what is that? I've never seen that. And just to see those light bulbs go off is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nikki, you get to see that every day being at Grant Elementary.
Yes.
How are you finding, you said this is your fifth year?
This is my fifth year as principal there.
Okay.
Yes, and this is my 15th year in education.
Okay, so. And for listeners who may not know where Grant Elementary is, can you tell us?
Yes, we are a smaller school, not the smallest, but a smaller school in the Rapids District, but we are in Kellner. So we are on County Road WW out by Lake Wazicha, and we definitely take advantage of the area that we are in. So we
That's
have
a beautiful location.
Yes, a beautiful school forest. We do multiple events at Lake Wazicha and different things that just allow us to spread our wings and be out in the community area.
And so, what's the population roughly of your school?
Yeah, we have 260 students at Grant, 4K through fifth grade. So we do have a 4K program at our school.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, one of the things we wanted to highlight today with you is some of your community partnerships and the importance of that. So can we dive into that?
Absolutely. So we are fortunate enough to work with so many community partnerships and organizations that support Grant. And our goal is to really truly build a village that will build a great children that become adults that help the greater community. Mm-hmm. And so we would just like to acknowledge some of the partnerships that we work with at Grant. And I know that many of the other buildings in our district also work with these. But specifically, we've worked with United Way of Southwood County. We have their Reading Mentor program within our building, and our Reading Mentors come in sometimes multiple times a week. Some of them have even taken on extra classrooms, but they really are volunteers that volunteer their time to read with students. And so they adopt a classroom, and they come in and they meet with our students and really inspire some great literacy practices.
Well,
with
and
their
that
kids.
Early literacy is just so vital for kids to be able to have a successful scholastic future.
Yes, yes, and a connection with someone outside of our building, and mm-hmm. so it's just a great opportunity, and we are very thankful for that partnership with United Way. We also work with United Way in terms of Women United. They have supported a lot of our literacy programs and have done a wonderful job of helping teachers complete or, you know, supporting some of their literacy goals with their students. And so we've received big books from them and different grants that have supported literacy needs in our classrooms. Mm-hmm. And so that has been a wonderful partnership. And beyond that, one thing that's unique at Grant is we have Kindness Ninjas. It's our it's our fourth graders that, and this started a few years back. They chose the term Kindness Ninjas to define them, but they're
fourth graders would absolutely that is so perfect.
Yep, we had a partnership with Lincoln High School's Cool to Be Kind Club, and we wanted to create something similar to what they are doing at Lincoln. And so we really made a spinoff group of them called our Kindness Ninjas. And they've been working with in a variety of ways throughout our school building. But one way that we have recognized the fact that so many of these businesses have given to us and we want to be able to give to them. And so we've tried to reach out and go beyond our community or out beyond our school walls. And so we've been out in the community and our Kindness Ninjas have partnered with United Way, and they've completed the impact projects. And so the last few years we've done the impact projects. Last year they created the birthday bags, and they've also done Thai blankets for the family center, things like that, as well as raised money for the Humane Society. So trying to build, yes, you know, our community is absolutely wonderful in supporting us, but we're also trying to get students to realize the importance of that work.
Reciprocating.
And yes, yep, absolutely. So that is one of the shout outs that I would like to give is through the United Way. We are lucky enough to being out in the Grand Rapids area and in Portage County, because we're just across the Portage County line. We are fortunate enough to work with Grand Rapids Fire Department as well as the police department and in completing safety drills, fire drills. Fire Safety Week was just a few weeks ago, and Grand Rapids came out and spent some time with kindergarten, first and second graders. And they were able to even shoot the fire hose out of the truck, and they loved that. And we appreciate them and the work that they do, as well as Portage County Sheriff's Department for Grant. They support us in a variety of ways as well. You know, and it's really that community feel and how important the Wisconsin Rapids community is to our district. And I think it's important to highlight that. And some of these things may seem small, but they add up. And
they're impactful.
They're absolutely impactful. And we've been fortunate enough to work with another local business, Mr. and Mrs. Neiman from Neiman Photography. Someone that we've worked with recently for school photos. And just having those community connections. One last thing is that we have a new playground at Grant, and that was due to the Legacy Foundation, and the part that they played in that was essential. We also received a donation through Wood Trust and all of that. So if you have the opportunity to come out to Grant after school hours to play on the playground, it is a beautiful playground, and we are so fortunate to have that. And I think it's important to highlight that work,
too. Oh, yeah. So after hours, after school hours, yes. What time does school let out?
School lets out at 3:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after 3:30 on a Monday through Friday, you can stop by to see the new playground.
Yep.
What are the kids loving the most of the new playground equipment?
Oh, they love the spinners. Anything that they can spin around on.
Oh, my goodness.
It is so much fun to see them play.
I envy their ability to spin. I don't spin well anymore.
No, I don't either. I don't either. But I do enjoy spinning them. They really like that.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. So I know that the Legacy Foundation was doing these playground upgrades. Are there any more happening, or where are you at with that, Ron?
Yep, so that's completed. So pretty much at all of our school buildings at the elementary level, those playgrounds were completed this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few, catch things at the end here just as we're
there's
done.
There's always something.
There's always something right at the end. But really excited about that partnership with the Legacy Foundation. They've been great supporters in our community to provide recreational opportunities and healthy opportunities for our mm-hmm. kids and families within our district. So we appreciate that. One of the things that has been added on is over at Washington Elementary, in addition to the playground, is the district added walking paths around all the soccer fields.
Oh, nice.
So for really two reasons, to provide accessibility of a walking area for individuals, but more importantly, handicap accessibility. So grandma and grandpa, anybody with a disability, can come and watch their kids or their grandkids a little bit easier on the soccer fields if it's soccer rec on the Saturdays or kickers competitive later on. So we're excited to provide those opportunities for our families. But a lot of that is due to the support of the Legacy Foundation as well.
Yeah. And all of the playgrounds are available for the public after school hours. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So when you know when school lets out and you hear that final bell, Those playgrounds are available.
Open. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, Ron, let's dive into some of the other things that you wanted to bring up today. I know that WRPS is hosting the WIAA events. Now, I don't sport, unlike James, so you're going to have to take a point on this one, but I know this has a huge economic impact in our community. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're blessed that WRPS and primarily Lincoln High School hosts three WIAA state athletic championships within the Wisconsin Rapids community. So coming up next Saturday is the state cross country tournament. That's going to bring about 12,000 people into town.
Wow.
Between athletes and spectators, and has a huge economic impact. Working with Meredith Klecker at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the estimate of that is just under $700,000 of economic impact that we'll have for that week. So you're going to notice businesses are going to be busier, restaurants will be busier, gas stations will be busier. But that really helps our community, and that's part of our role as a school district. Obviously, we're here for education of kids, but we're here to better our community. And when we are able to host these events and bring individuals to our community and showcase our community, that's really important. About 2 weeks later, on November 14th, we're going to host the WA 8-Player Football Championship. The 11 players down at Camp Randall. The 8-Player Championship is at Southwood County Wood Trust Bank Field. That economic impact is over $100,000 for that weekend. And so we'll be bringing two. And what's cool about the 8-player is it's generally smaller communities. And so when they come to Wisconsin Rapids, and some of our students and athletes take our facilities for granted, and to see some of the faces of other students and athletes go, oh my gosh, this is pretty awesome.
I just got to walk through Lincoln this last week. And just it's very large.
Yeah.
Compared to the high school I went
to. It's large, but such a small field, too. As I said, it's very hard to get lost. I mean, you're basically two squares on first floor and second floor, two rectangles.
Once you get used to it, the layout, it just seems impressive to me, personally.
Exactly.
I was impressed.
And I think the same thing with our Performing Arts Center. Obviously, we're blessed with that support of this community 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has a significant impact. And we talk about the economic impact of WIAA events, and the last one is state gymnastics in March, which is just under $200,000. So pretty much every year, the economic impact for visitors to our community just for three events is just under $1 million.
Wow.
And then in addition, as you said, you talk about the Performing Arts Center, and we're excited about that. This is the 25th year of the PAC.
Wow.
And that same week.
It's 25 years old.
25 years old. And it doesn't look like it, does it?
It does not. No, absolutely not.
we obviously invest in that facility to keep it up to date. But, the patrons who use it, our students who use it, keep really great shape of that facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just acoustically so perfect.
It's beautiful.
It's an envy for most schools around the state that to have such a facility available for us, for our music students and our drama students. I often tell when I give tours to new families, you may not perform in a facility as nice as this when you go off to college if you stay in those areas.
And it's definitely not your typical auditorium.
It is not. And so on November 14th, the PAC is hosting a 25th anniversary celebration. And there'll be an open house at 4 o'clock. And then we're going to have a dinner and some performances in the LHS Commons that evening.
Which
and
is another beautiful facility.
Another beautiful, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be moving into the fall play. And some additional things within the PAC for that evening. So it's a whole day of events to celebrate the 25th anniversary.
And what's the date of that again?
November 14th, Saturday. Okay. No, Saturday the 14th or Saturday the 15th. Whatever the Saturday is off the top of my mind right now. And I should know that because my birthday is in November. So I should know that. But that Saturday in the PAC.
And, it is the 15th.
It is the 15th.
Yep, and, I had to check.
Thank you. And tickets for the meal and the performance will be $25 to celebrate the 25th year of the PAC.
Oh, that's
so
how
a lot of that information is available on the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page. So
okay.
In addition to that, and the WIA events, just those things that come into our community are really important for mm-hmm. us.
And with the WIAA, yeah. Can you tell me what that acronym means?
So Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association.
Okay,
so
good.
Obviously
thank
headquartered
you. I'm glad you
over,
had to say that.
over in Stevens Point. And obviously great partners of ours. We're the only school that hosts more, that's an actual school district that hosts more than one state event. State swimming is at a high school down in the Milwaukee suburbs. But most of them are on UW campuses or at the Resch Center in Green Bay.
And do you feel that that gives the students at Lincoln High School being able to have that exposure? How do you feel that impacts them?
Yeah, I just think it's really important. So, like, our live stream crew will do a lot of work with them, and they'll do graphics, and they'll work through them T-shirt design for what some of the T-shirts will look like for these events. So they get a feel for that. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons we have the last Friday in October generally off, because we're preparing for that event. And then obviously it's a boon for our clubs that are able to host concessions and such at those events as well. So it will be busier in town next week. I said about 12,000 people that will be coming into our community.
Okay. And along with those economic impacts, you mentioned something about the board passing an important thing here. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So last night the board approved the school budget for the 25-26 year, and they do a preliminary budget in June, but we're always kind of waiting on what the state is going to do, and the state budget was delayed this current year.
Mm-hmm.
So the board did approve a budget last night with a mill rate at $6.54 per thousand, which is a drop of 21 cents from last year, and a drop from basically 4 years ago of $1.50 per thousand. We do know equalized values have gone up, so the mill rate's going to drop, but trying to be good stewards of our local taxpayers' dollars. As in our district, we're about 35-40% funded by local tax dollars, and the remaining generally from state aid. Unfortunately, in the state budget this year, the state aid was flat for schools, so a little bit of that shift did flow a little bit more on the local taxpayers. Mm-hmm. We wish they would have increased the state aid a little bit across the board, but once again, trying to be good stewards of the local tax dollars that we do receive. And that's just really important for us as we move forth and as we begin to look at budgets in the future. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that will be occurring with budgets in the future is there'll be a community survey coming out very shortly to everybody within our community.
Okay, and what's going to be contained in that survey?
So the survey was really divided into two parts that we'll be laying out. I'm just going to talk about some of the financial challenges that the district currently has.
Okay.
5 years ago, the taxpayers allowed us to spend an extra $2 million a year for technology and curriculum, and that was for a five-year time period.
Okay.
This is the last year of that accessibility of that $2 million, so that falls really off next year, which really precipitates a budget deficit for the district to maintain our current operation. And then with inflation and just the increase of electricity and gas and all that, we're projecting approximately about a $3.5 million deficit in the district for next school year.
That is not a small number.
That's not a small number. The good thing is that the board has been really great financial stewards in the past and continue to attempt to pay debt down earlier than what it needs to. So we reduce interest costs that the district incurs over the time period. And so we're going to be sending a survey out, kind of explaining a little bit of the financial challenges for the district, and then looking at would individuals be willing to support a future referendum to really continue that $2 million, but really to meet that deficit that we have in the future. And really the survey lays out what that mill rate impact will be. And most of that mill rate impact will be less than what the mill rate dropped from last year in the district. So once again, the board really being good financial stewards. In addition, we know we're a declining enrollment district, and looking at our facilities and how we can look at possible consolidation of facilities or possibly upgrading a few facilities so we can close other facilities. And so we're really going to ask some in the survey a little bit about some infrastructure issues that we do have in the district. For example, we have had a huge growth in our agriculture program at the high school. We're looking at expanding agriculture into our middle school, but the agriculture facilities at Lincoln are not up to where they need to be for some of those areas. So,
well, not with that level of enrollment.
Correct.
I was actually just speaking with Mr. Radke about the interest in the agriculture
classes. Yeah, just the
there,
aquaponics
that
and that
skyrocketing.
Growth. And it's very different than when I grew up. I grew up on a pig farm and such. And so it's agriculture has changed. It's also much more, you know, you have engineering, that agriculture, engineering, agriculture science, the aquaponics. It's a lot broader than when we think of ag when I was in high school.
Yeah,
many,
it's
many
not just crops.
Ago. Correct, correct. And so looking at that and then looking at possibly at some renovations, like Woodside Elementary is one of our older buildings that hasn't really been touched. So the community survey is really laying out, trying to get some opinions, really planning our future for the district for the next 5, 10, 15 years. And so the survey will be sent out to every household in our district. It doesn't matter if you have students in school or not in school, laying out really the background for the school district. And really, it's our impact in the community. And so we talk about the events such as the WA events that have a $1 million impact on the community. And a lot of that is because we have the facilities and the people to be able to bring those events here. And just trying to highlight those areas. And the taxpayers have been really supportive of our district and continue to be very supportive of our district. But we just really want to reach out and learn about other areas that they may have concerns about, things they may support. And so the survey, as I said, will hit every mailbox, hopefully the week of November 3rd. And the survey will be due back November 24th.
Okay.
Community members can either do the survey online. There'll be a QR code.
Okay.
Or they can mail the survey back. The district does not see the surveys or who's filling them out. They go to an independent company called School Perceptions. And they'll compile all the results for us and for the Board of Education in December.
So they're essentially anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah. Nobody knows. And but, you know, a lot of community members we know may have questions. So we're hosting a listening session on Tuesday, November 11th at Lincoln in the beautiful Commons, which you mentioned earlier, at 6:30. So if there's any members of our community that have questions, and you're going to see a lot of information via our social media, our Facebook and our Instagram over the next 2 weeks, because we really do want people to fill out the survey.
Okay. And then the other thing, the WASB, which is Wisconsin Association of School Boards, the Business Honor Roll recipients.
Yeah, so Nikki's here today. We really talked a lot about our collaboration, and that is just a little bit of the collaboration that occurs within our school buildings. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight is every year we try to highlight three businesses to be recognized by the WASB Honor Roll. So this year we're going to recognize Red Run Properties in December at the board meeting. Red Run was one of the incredible partners that worked in the playground at Grant and have continued to work on a few of our playgrounds. We're going to recognize Wisconsin River Orthopedics, who have been major supporters of our programs at Lincoln, our marketing program, our DECA program, being one of the major sponsors for one of the last 20 years within our programming. And then lastly, if you've ever been to an event, you know there's Rocky Rococo's Pizza. And we're going to recognize Rockies for their support of everything with us as a school district and youth groups. Just so supportive of always, you know, being visible if you need something, always there for us. And so Rockies and Wisconsin River, we're going to recognize them at our November board meeting as well.
Wonderful. And I'm stopping myself from singing the
logo. And then you want some breadsticks probably too. And then the board at the last meeting is going to recognize in December we do a holiday concert, our Lincoln High School Band Choir and Orchestra. And then during that concert, we recognize a friend of education, and the board chose the Judy Goss Literacy Memorial Fund. And so every year they donate books to a classroom across the school district. And over the last few years, it's been a total of over $4,700 they've donated in books.
Wow.
And so they're going to recognize them as well. So we're only as successful as our partnerships and support of our community. And we're just blessed with businesses and individuals and foundations to do that for us. So it really helps us meet our mission of helping every child succeed.
Wonderful. Well, Nikki, is there anything else that we didn't touch on that you wanted to talk about yet today?
No, other than the parent-teacher conferences for elementary. I know we had talked about secondary, but elementary parent-teacher conferences are coming up in November. So they are hosted at our individual buildings, and it depends on what building. So be watching Parent Square if you are a parent in Wisconsin Rapids and have an elementary student. So that will be coming up in November.
Okay, so you'll get that information sent directly to you so you know when to show up. That's great.
Yes.
And then anything else, Ron?
No, I just think I think we're lucky to live in a community we do live in. You know, I listened the other day when Lance Plummel, county board chair, was on, and he talked about the importance of collaborations between the counties and the cities and municipalities. And we're the same with everybody that we work with. So I'm just appreciative as we enter this fall season, a season of thanks, thanking everyone for their support of the school district.
Okay. Well, tell us again the date of the community where they can come to Lincoln.
Yep. And, so the community listening session will be on Tuesday, November 11th. Okay. At 6:30 in the LHS Commons.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for being here with us today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to another edition of the Rapids Report on WFHR.com, where you can find past episodes and share them on your socials. Thank you. A special thank you to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this episode of the Rapids Report. I'm Melissa Kay, signing off.